Blog Talk Radio.
Come on now. Why? Why is not? Oh, Michelle, this sucker just ain't working right. Let me see. It's saying we're playing. Two wrongs making a right. You want to still make a right? No, that's not it. I am listening. Nope. Let me call.
I don't know. Can I ask you?
Into the show.
Does this mean anything?
Are you listening to the phone? This is on the phone.
I am listening on the phone.
It's all on the floor.
I just put it down, babe. I'm calling in a month.
And I'm with Kevin. And
it's nothing coming through the phone. Somehow that was not coming through.
I wonder why. Bigger, more powerful, and ready for action.
I think the reception to this product is overwhelmingly positive.
Well, just come on, not like you already got in there.
Can actually repair and protect.
Yeah, maybe so.
Has clinical evidence showing how effective it works. I know that dentists recommend Sensodyne with their protect.
Groovapalooza. All the smug hippie bands from the 90s and one big concert. Even the tickets smell like cloves and mediocrity. And to really take us back, I scored us a bag of yes.
Oh, okay, I know how to do that.
More concerts to enjoy them more. And that thing was to
native steak subs. Oh, yeah.
Well, as future parents, we'll pass on the signature.
How could you even suggest such a thing, Ted?
No sandwich. Marshall, it's a palooza. We can build into every palooza. Llama palooza, funka palooza.
Gender diversity awareness palooza, junior year.
Yeah, there was a real bitch in there.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. We will be going up yonder. Hallelujah. Well, we are excited about tonight, and we want to welcome you to a kingdom call because it is truly kingdom time. Amen. And God has given us a word for this hour, this season, in preparing for war. And so we welcome each of you who are listening by the internet or through phone or whichever way you are joining us. We welcome you. We are excited that you have taken time from your busy schedule to be a part of what God is doing in our lives. I am Elder Jordan. This is Linda Jordan's Ministries, and it is a kingdom call. Hallelujah. And so we welcome you. We couldn't do this without you. And we are welcoming your prayers, your support, and everything that God gives. We want to give it back for the glory of God. So we are excited. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a few moments to call a friend and tell them to plug in, to join in. God has been giving us great revelation about the armor. We have been talking, we have been praying, we've been studying and dissecting Ephesians, amen, as we talk about the pieces of armor, our weaponry, amen, the armor that God has given us that we would be victorious on this battle, amen. So go ahead and take a few minutes, go ahead and text somebody, email them, whatever you need to do, let them know that a kingdom call is on and God is speaking to us to be prepared, to be ready, to be dressed for war. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for you. We are excited today. We will continue our studies on Are You Prepared? Amen. So many things are going on, and we get caught up into a lot of different things, and oftentimes we forget all of what we need to do spiritually, because we walk this walk in the natural that and we're so busy that we'll forget the important things, or something that we think is not so important that it really is important. And so God wants to remind us the importance of being dressed as saints, amen, as believers. There is a certain way that we must carry ourselves. There are certain things that we must put on, amen. And so I'm excited, and I tell you, this study has just really elevated me in my faith, elevated my faith to walk stronger and to walk taller and to stay covered under the blood, realizing what the pieces of armor that God has given us to use, how important, how powerful, how valid they are for me. And I pray that as you have walked with us through these several weeks, that you have gained more in your walk with the Lord and understanding the importance of this spiritual weaponry that God has given us. I've listened to and I've heard different pastors preaching and talking about it, and makes me know that God is speaking. God is speaking, because we need to understand where we are and where we're going and what we may enter into.
Right.
And God does not want us to fail. He doesn't want us to be defeated. He doesn't want us to get beat up where we cannot win the battle. So he gives us what we need, amen, so that we can be victorious. And I'm excited about that. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
I'm also excited tonight that I have a live audience. Hallelujah. A live listening audience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we are
Amen.
Thankful to God for those that dial in and connect and become a part of our audience. And it's just encouraging when you have somebody with you. Amen, as you go forth, because no man is an island. You know, we want to be bad all by ourselves, but we need one another. Amen. And so I reach for my sisters and my brothers. And so I thank God for each of you that are on and a part of our live audience on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I do want to pause and allow Sister Monica to come forth and share the announcements and share with you our kingdom assignment that God has given us. I want to encourage you to go ahead and grab your calendars and grab a pencil, pen, something to write with, your tablet, whatever you have. So you'll know what God is doing with us, and we invite you and we encourage you to partner with us, amen, to meet. This is kingdom. This is kingdom work, amen. And so when it's kingdom, everybody is invited to be a part of it. And so God is opening up many doors, and we can't do it alone. We need your help. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need your finances. So when you can't be there and you help us be there and you help us do it, it is just as though you were there. So you get the blessing as well. You get the credit also, because we can't go and we can't do if people don't rally around us and help push us forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray that you will connect. Whether you're in the Metroplex or whether you're abroad, the awesome thing about living in this century is that there are so many ways that you can stay plugged in. Just like now, we have many people in different states. We've even had some people from out of the country. So that's the awesomeness of living in this hour, this time, where electronics brings us together and all other kinds of ways. So you can still be a part of what we're doing, no matter where you are. Hallelujah. So listen and let God give you glory. Sister Monica, are you there?
Good evening, kingdom people. I pray you had a wonderful day. We would like to invite you to the International Intercessory Prayer Network, which meets each Monday at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call. This is an open prayer line. Anyone is welcome to join us in prayer. You can just dial 218-936-6142. That's 218-936-6142. And the passcode is 772-937. 772-937. We also want to remind you that Elder Jordan and her team will be ministering to the women of the Lutheran Jail each third Sunday evening. So we're requesting your prayers for the women. We're excited about what God is doing at Lutheran Jail. We have heard of many testimonies of salvation and deliverance, so we are just excited about what God is. Every fourth Friday night, we're having our Laughter, Love to Life, and it is a social that we'll have from 6:30 to 9. It's at 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, Texas. That's 3213 I-30, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. You may RSVP by texting or calling 972-741-8207. That's 972-741-8207 or 214-755-4617. 4617, and we are having an exciting time at these events. Also coming up next week, we can't wait. We will be in consecration, so please be in consecration with us for our Resurrection Crusade, which would be Friday the 17th, Saturday the 18th, and Sunday the 19th. On Friday, we will begin at 6:30, on Saturday at 2:30, and on Sunday at 4:30. And we are asking for your prayer as we go into the South Dallas area. We'll be on the corner of South Boulevard and Colonial. And there's a great work to be done there, and we are just excited and looking forward to what God wants to do. If you would like to sow into this event, you may do so by logging on to LindaJordanMinistries.com, and you can make a donation through the PayPal account. That's LindaJordanMinistries.com through the PayPal account. PayPal deducts 3% for the processing fee, so just keep that in mind when you're making your donations. Also, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Also, you can join us on social media. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And that's Linda Jordan Ministry. Also coming up, we will have in May the National Day of Prayer. So keep listening for direction as to what we'll be doing for National Day of Prayer. Also, we'll be having an event in Balt Springs, Focus on the Family. And that will be a family event at the park in Balt Springs. We're excited about that as well. And coming up in July, we'll have our prayer watch, and it's open to all intercessors and prayer warriors. And this is in conjunction with Changing Directions Christian Center and Elder Jordan Ministries, and it will be at 1615 Northampton Road, 1615 Northampton Road in DeSoto, Texas. The zip code is 75115, and that's from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. If you have any prayer requests, you may send your prayer request to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. And Elder Jordan will get those for you and share them with the prayer ministry. We ask you to keep listening for more information of our upcoming events. You are encouraged to join with us in prayer at all times, to cover us in prayer, and to also sow into what God is doing in this ministry. As you have heard, we have a lot of things going on for the kingdom. It's not to elevate ourselves, it's to elevate our Lord. Amen. So we are excited. Thank you.
Amen. Well, God bless you, and to God be the glory for what he is doing with us. And so I hope that you all will be a part. You will certainly keep us lifted up in prayer. As she mentioned, we're having our taking him to the streets Resurrection Crusade next week, and we are truly excited. We do solicit your prayers, amen. This area, the South Dallas area that we're going in, is an area where the enemy lives. Hallelujah. So learning to put on the full armor of God is what we truly need to do going into this camp. But we are not scared, and we are armed and dangerous by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we are excited. We're going to be there 3 nights, 3 days. We're going to be giving the word out, loving on the people, and we'll be serving at the end of the service. We'll be giving clothes, and so there's still a lot that we need, and so you still have time. You still have time. It is not too late to drop a seed in the ground for this kingdom assignment that God has given us that's coming up next week. Hallelujah. And then she also shared of the rest of what we're doing. The other one that I wanted to just mention is of the prayer watch in July. That's a ways away, and the National Day of Prayer, which is actually next month. I believe we're going to be hosting it on Block Talk Radio, and we would do that the day of the National Day of Prayer, May 5th. So please keep your calendars open. We want to be praying for our nation. Hallelujah. God has called us to prayer, and we have got to start being about our Father's business. We've got to put His business as priority and not so much our business as priority. Yes. And so with the nation coming together, I pray that the believers will take time to really seek God and pray for our country. Is that all right?
Amen.
So thank you, Sister Monica, for sharing those announcements. And we are excited, you all, about what God is doing and allowing us to do. It's a privilege to be able to be about the Father's business. It's a privilege to be chosen. It's a privilege. And so we're excited, and I thank God for the ministry team that He has allowed me to have, the people to work with me, as you cannot do kingdom work by yourself. So to God be the glory.
Amen.
Well, we're going to move on, and I do wanted to say at the 15 minutes or so before the broadcast ends, we will open up the lines for prayer requests. Hallelujah. And if you have a prayer request, you are able to quickly release that, and we will go in prayer as we will be praying before we end the line. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
We had started, we've been teaching on the putting on the armor of God. Amen. And so we just want to recap. We'll go back over our scripture reading. And I'm reading from a different version just because I like the way it reads. But it's a very familiar passage. It is Ephesians 6, and starting at the 10th verse. And it says, "Finally, build up your strength in union with the Lord and by means of His power. Put on all of the armor that God gives you, so that you will be able to stand against the devil's evil tricks. For we are not fighting against human beings, but against the wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world, the rulers, authorities, and the cosmic powers in the dark age. So put on God's armor now. Then, when the evil day comes, you will be able to resist. You'll be able to resist the enemy's attack. And after fighting to the end, you will still hold your ground." It says you will still hold your ground. You will still hold your ground. Amen. When you when you put on the full armor of God, you won't be defeated. You will be able to hold your ground. Amen?
Amen.
God, then he goes on to say, "So stand ready with truth as the belt around your waist, with righteousness as your breastplate, and as your shoes, the readiness to announce the good news of peace. At all times, carry faith as a shield, for it will for with it you will be able to put out all the burning arrows shot by the evil one. And accept salvation as a helmet, and the word of God as the sword, which is the Spirit gives you. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I'm going to read another translation. Hallelujah. It says, put on God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Mm-hmm. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers, authorities, and the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece. The other one said all of them. This one says every piece of God's armor, so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. Stand your ground now. Put on the belt of truth and the body of the armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you are fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and the sword of the Spirit as the word of God. Hallelujah.
Saying
the same thing, but giving it to you in different language, but saying the same thing. And so it's important that we put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Paul would not go to the lengths to do this writing if he didn't understand himself firsthand. About spiritual warfare and how to be victorious, how to win the battle if he did not have gone through it. So we learn firsthand from the mighty great Apostle Paul, who is teaching us, who went somewhere in the spirit as being familiar with the Roman soldiers, with their weapons, their armor, how to use them, why they use them, and then equate that into the spirit realm, because we're in a battle too. But as we talked about in the other time that we met, we talked about the levels of the spirit realm, that weaponry, that military alignment. We talked about the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness, the lower level demons, you know, the ranking, amen. And so when we know the ranking and the power and the strength that these demonic forces, I call them his secret agents, amen, from his organized crime, his organized agents, the demons. They gain rank, they gain authority, and they gain power because they are committed to their little God. They're committed to Satan. And if we would be committed to God like Satan's imps are committed to him, I think that the enemy wouldn't wouldn't win so many battles. I don't think he would win as many battles if we would be as relentless as him and his cohorts. And that's why we're learning about the warfare. Amen. When we understand about the warfare, and I'm not going to go back through the very beginning. I think this is our fourth or fifth week that we've been progressively moving forward in this Ephesians 6:10 and 17. So if you want to hear of how God has been teaching us, the Holy Spirit has been teaching us, you are always free to go back to Block Talk Radio, look up Kingdom Call, and start listening to the teachings and how God gave it to us to break it down. It has really been an awesome revelation of recognizing the enemy and all of the ways that he comes, how he comes. One of my key words, the scripture told us that he comes as an angel of light. So he trying to be what he's not, but he fooled many of us and trips us up because he's not an angel of light. But anyway, to rehash from last week, we talked last week about, I'm sorry, the week before we talked about the belt of truth, amen, and putting on the belt of truth, girding ourselves with the truth of God's word, putting that around our waist, amen, to be armed with the truth. We must know the truth. If we're going to be armed with the truth of God, if we're going to put on truth around our waist, we can't do that unless we know the truth of God's word. And the only way that we know the truth of God's word is by studying his word. Amen. Studying his word and hiding it in our hearts, that we'll know what God is saying to us. He talked about the harness. When we talk about weapons, we talked about harness. And the harness is God's word for the believers, for the soldiers in combat. They have the harness that they use around their waist to equip them to carry their equipment, to carry what they need for the battle. But for the believer, our harness is the truth. And as long as we have the truth wrapped around us, amen, we can stand. It says, therefore stand, having your waist girded with truth. Because John 10 reminds us that the enemy's assignment is to kill, amen. His assignment is to take our joy, to steal our health, to steal our peace. That's what the enemy's assignment is. Amen. And when we are ignorant of his devices, he will always have the upper hand over us. Amen. That's why we have to know the truth of God's word. Your word I hid in my heart, that I may not go in against thee, that I may not fall in the battle, that I will stay steadfast and unmovable because of the word that I have hid in my heart. Hallelujah. And so we talked about the breastplate of righteousness last week. See, the first piece was the belt, the belt of truth. Amen. And the second piece is the breastplate of righteousness. Now, when we put on the breastplate of righteousness, that's an important piece. The belt of truth is important because we can't stand without the truth of God's word. The belt holds the pants and the top together. You got to think of what we put on as we do our clothes. The belt keeps things together. Amen. So when we have the belt of truth on, it keeps us steadfast and immovable. So the belt is important. And now the breastplate of righteousness is important because it covers, it protects, it protects the vital parts of our body. I don't know if you remember last week when I shared this story that is a true story that was on the news. And the story, the report was that this was an infantry soldier that was on the battlefield, and he was hit with a firearm. It knocked him down, but he got up. And not only did he get up, but he continued his mission. He continued the assignment that he was on. And then he got hit again. He got hit again by the enemy with an enemy fire. But the infantry soldier got up a second time, being hit the first time and went down, but got up and continued on with his mission because he was sold out on his assignment. He got hit a second time, and he went down. But the report said that he got back up, and not only did he get up, but he finished his assignment. He finished what he was called to do on that battlefield. Amen. And the reporter said that the reason, this is what took me, because I think spiritual when I hear things, the reason that this infantry soldier did not lose his life was because of this new body interceptor armor that was designed for the soldiers in the battle. Do you understand? Somebody caught it. A body interceptor. And this this is a armor that the soldiers wear when going out to battle. Now, the inventor of this armor said that they are working on developing a completely new protective system that will fit them like a second layer, that it will just lay over them, but it will completely protect them from any types of firearms and bullets. Do you hear me? So you understand my thinking. I'm thinking spiritual all the time. I'm looking at this. All the time I'm reading this, and I'm like, yes, God, I hear you, God. This protective system, which is the breath plate of righteousness. Amen. It says that it fits on them. And this is what the guy who invented this, he said that it will be so lightweight, come on here, that they won't even know, the soldiers won't even know that they are wearing it. It will barely, you know how you have to wear all of this coverage, and it weighs you down. It's insulated. It's thick and all of that. And so that's an extra weight that you're carrying while you're in battle. But this person said that it's going to be so lightweight, it will be as though they didn't even know that they had it on, but yet they are completely protected. You better come on, somebody need to. And so that's how I saw, as I read this, that's how I saw the breastplate, God's armor on us, on me, on you, the righteousness of God as a second layer. Come on. The righteousness of God, a second layer all over us, all over me, from the top of my head all the way down, completely protected. Come on, in the spirit. We have to see that. A God, righteousness as a second layer of protection for us. Hallelujah. Because when God sees us, he sees us clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And when we're clothed in the righteousness of Christ, we are protected. We have our heart that could be exposed. We have our chest cavities that could be exposed. You know, we have our lungs that would be exposed to the enemy's attack unless we are covered with the breastplate of righteousness. Amen? And we talked about that last week, and that is such an important piece that I just needed to remind us. We just needed to hit on it again because you know, we forget. We forget. We're busy. You know, and so we have to be reminded. And that second layer, that messed with me because we need another layer. We need another covering. We need another protection. Amen. In the world that we're in now. I know many of you have seen on the news where this young man was hit in the back eight times and fell to the ground in North Carolina. I know you have seen in your own community where the kids have been we just had someone 14 years old committed suicide, and one of his friends gave him the gun. We need another layer of protection. We need a layer of protection. Too much is going on. The enemy is filtrating our minds. If he was covered, He may not have thought about taking his life. I don't know. But I know that when you're covered in the blood, nothing can come through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing can come through the blood of Jesus. Amen. And so we find out, you know, when we are lying and cheating and stealing and doing those little things that we think are just little things. Amen. You know, it gives the enemy a foothold in our lives, saints. And so we talked about the word integrity as a part of righteousness last week. Amen. Part of our character, being covered in righteousness and integrity. When we can walk in God's integrity, amen, we walking in something. Amen. Because it's the little sins that would kind of, it's like they penetrate holes in the shield. It penetrates holes through the shield, you know, lying, stealing, cheating, gossiping. Amen. Those are like bullet holes that's going through your breastplate, you know, because that's not of God. That's not of God. And so when you are allowing those things to come out of you, when you are walking in those things, then you are just setting yourself up for failure because it's like holes are coming through, out of you, through your armor, your breastplate. And then it leaves a hole. It leaves an opening. And you are not then protected. You are not protected because now you have holes, you have openings for the enemy to come in because you have allowed it out of your own mouth. And we think that, you know, saying this doesn't mean it's okay for me to talk down or to talk behind the pastor's back, or it's okay for me to disrespect my teacher, and it's okay for me to steal from my mom, or it's okay for me to, you know, take a little bit out of the register. Nobody will see it. Nobody will miss it. The devil is a liar, and he's lying to you. He's lying to you.
Right.
And when you do those things, you are shooting out of yourself, making imprint in your breastplate that leaves an opening for the enemy to come in. You are not protected. Amen?
Amen.
And you're giving Satan an access to you. To you, to come against you, to come against you, to come against you because of what you're doing, what you're saying. But when we can have the belt of truth, come on, when you have the belt of truth, see, the belt of truth is going to keep what is good, what is pure, what is holy, what is righteous, things that are of a good. When you have one, the belt of truth, what's on the inside is going to come on the outside. And that will keep you being aligned with the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And so this is the third piece. I just had to hit on the righteousness. And we'll continue until we finish this because it's important for us to understand the importance of the armor and the use, the function of what the armor does, as well as understanding the schemes and the tricks of the enemy.
Yeah.
So the next piece of that armor, the third piece, is the shoes, preparation of the gospel of peace. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Now, your sandals, your feet, your sandals with the readiness of the gospel, our feet, sandals with the readiness of the gospel. Amen. Now, when we look back, our earlier lessons, we talked about the soldier, the Roman soldier, you know, their armor, you know, their lifestyle back in that time. And so when we look at the Roman soldier, if you can just visualize the Roman soldier and his armor,
right.
they wore special shoes. Their shoes are not just regular shoes. Y'all better catch this one.
Okay.
The armor, special shoes, the gospel of peace. They wore special shoes, amen? And when they went to battle, they could not just go out with any shoes on. They had specialized shoes that they had to wear, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You better remember special shoes when you're putting on your shoes.
Okay.
You're putting on special, unique shoes for the believer, amen? And these shoes that the Roman soldiers wore, they were thick soles, they were knobbed nails, sandals with thick leather straps. The sandals were there to provide better traction for them, amen, so that they can move without haste, amen, giving them a firm foundation to stand. Amen. And for their feet to be protected from any traps, from any injury, from anything that the enemy would try to use to keep them from running and being in the battle to do what they need to do, fighting the enemy. So Paul reminds us, same as so. For us to put on these special shoes, that we would have traction in the spirit, that we would be able to stand firmly, amen, that we would be able to swiftly move as we need to, as we go through in and out, amen. So Paul says that put on the gospel of peace, amen. As a soldier, we are to walk in the gospel of peace. As Christian believers, we are to walk in the foundation of God's word. The preparation of the gospel of peace, the word preparation comes from a Greek word that means readiness. It means firmness, amen? And we must stand firm, saints. We must be ready, amen? We must be ready. We cannot be moved by what we see. We cannot be moved by what we hear. I know we hear some hard things. I know we see some tough things. I know the enemy comes to blow us, to give us a hard blow. But we cannot be moved. Hallelujah. We have to be ready, be in readiness. We have to stand firm. Amen. We have to know that God got us, and I shall not be moved. Amen? Standing firm, trusting the one who's called us to battle. Amen? I could just, I guess, imagine a soldier fully dressed with his sword, with his shield, with his feet, and his, you know, his breastplate, his helmet, everything but his feet covered, his feet exposed, his feet bare. You know, that looks crazy. That doesn't even look right. He looks like he's setting himself up to fail, amen, because he's not completely dressed. Something is missing, something very obvious is missing. And though it looks funny, but the more important thing is that he's setting himself up for failure. When you're on the battlefield, on the ground, there's all kinds of things on the ground. Glass, you know, ripped tan tops and all kind of branches and debris and things on the ground where your feet, bare, naked feet, are trying to, you won't make it. Your feet will give out because it can only take so much. But when we shine our feet, with the gospel of peace, when we put on our shoes, our spiritual shoes, it allows us to step freely. Come on. It allows to walk in confidence. Amen. It allows us to go out not fearful, because not only do we have the breastplate and the belt of truth, but we have the feet covered. We have our feet protected. When your feet is your transportation, you don't want it to fail you. And if you don't protect it, it will fail you. It will fail you. Amen. But we have to be in readiness. We have to have our feet firmly protected with the gospel of peace. Amen. So what does the gospel of peace have to do with our shoes? I like this scripture, and I'll come to a close with this, so we'll have time to pray. And we'll just have to pick this back up. And it says in Romans 10:14, it says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet, come on, of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings to others. Our feet are prepared, y'all, to bring peace, to bring the gospel of peace, to share the peace of God, to release God's joy. We should be willing everywhere we go, as our feet takes us, we should be sharing the peace of God. We should be sharing the love of God. We should be sharing the joy of the Lord. Isaiah 52:7 says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, the feet of those who proclaim peace, those who bring good tidings. Amen. So we have what we need. And I have some more because, you know, God has just really given us a lot. When you go to digging and studying and looking for more of God's word and more of what He is saying to us, you'll find more. So I understand when the preachers say, I've ran out of time, but I've not ran out of word. Hallelujah. I'm going to let this rest until next week, and we will pick it up next week and start back over the armor and going back through the peace, shining our feet with the gospel of peace, because what the world needs now is peace, the peace of God. That surpasses all understanding. That the peace that you know you should have lost your mind. You know that you know stuff is going on crazy, but you the peace of God, because it has surpassed all of what you're dealing with. God's peace has just covered me so that I'm resting in Him. You know, we've got to learn how to let these feet carry the peace of God, and then not just carry it, but release it on others. Amen? Hallelujah. Quickly, was there any prayer request? Any quickly prayer request? Hallelujah.
Yeah. If you could cover Felton Williams,
Jr. and Joyce Williams their strength and for the Lord to show favor and healing for both of them. And also,
hallelujah,
my church and my church, New Second Missionary Baptist.
Amen.
Pray for us.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to
amen.
Ask a prayer request for the radio station for the Lord to move in a mighty way so it can grow and people will be touched and sow into the ministry because it's good ground. And putting on the whole armor of God is such a good subject, and that God will continue to bless the listeners and keep our hearts encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like prayer for the Harris family.
The Harris family.
Amen.
Yes, the Harris family. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 sets of Harris family to grow more in God and to come together as a unity, as a family.
Amen.
Amen. Unity is a family. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Anyone
That's
else?
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone else? I want to make sure I have released, open the lines. I think all of the lines are open. So if you, if I didn't receive, repeat it, I didn't hear it. So if you have one, I heard the pastor, first lady, and the radio station, and the Harris. Was there anyone else? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. I ask the intercessors to join in, praying in the spirit, in agreement, as we come together, lifting up these prayer requests, knowing that God is able. We want to pray for the crusade, because it's all about the souls, amen? We want to pray for
amen.
Those that are lost, amen, trying to find their way, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you tonight, God, and we honor you and we reverence you and we welcome you and we thank you that you are here, that you are in our midst, and that you are a very present help in the time of need. Father, we thank you for this word on tonight, Lord God, as the Holy Spirit continues to teach us, Father, how to be prepared, how to be dressed, Lord God, how to put on the armor, Father. And we just thank you, God, for each piece of the armor that we have on, the whole armor of God. We recognize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, God, but against principalities, against rulers and darkness, Lord God. And we thank you that greater is he that is in us than the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Father. God, we come tonight lifting up the prayer request on tonight, Father. We come lifting up Bishop Pastor Williams and leading Lady Williams tonight, Lord God. We ask you to touch and restore, Lord God. Breathe afresh, Lord God. Bring forth healing, Lord. Meet the need, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you see all things and you're not short of your promise. And we thank you for their lives and their testimony and their heart to serve your people, Lord God. And, Father, we pray for New Second Baptist. And we thank you, Lord God, that that church is on the corner, Lord God. And it is lit up for the glory of God. We bind the enemy, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against New Second. We thank you for the souls coming in. We thank you for the leaders that are on post. And we thank you for the finances that's needed to keep the gospel flowing throughout that community for your glory, Lord God. We pray tonight, Lord God, for the ministry and for the finances, and we pray a special prayer over our listeners tonight, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, Lord God, that they receive a word, Lord God, and the seed is planted, and it will grow.
Yes.
And one will plant. plant, one will water, but you will bring forth the increase. Increase us with more wisdom. Increase us with more knowledge. Increase us with more understanding of your word, my Father. God, we pray for the Harris family on tonight, Lord God. We heard the request, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you said that we have not because we ask not, and when we ask amiss, not believing your word, not standing on your promises, Lord God. But God, we come in the name of Yeshua. We come in the name of Jesus, and we join our faith, Lord God, for the Harris family, oh God, to move towards you, to run to the cross, Lord God. We speak unity. We speak peace. We bind the enemy from coming against that family with discord, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray not just for the Harris family, but we pray for all families, Lord God, that's going through, that's struggling with finances, that's struggling with relationships, that's struggling with health, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you bring them out of darkness and bring them into your marvelous light. We bind the enemy tonight, and we thank you, Lord God, that greater is he that is within us than the enemy who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Father, we pray for our young people tonight. We pray for marriages and for single families, Lord God. And we just thank you that our government, Lord God, is coming up higher. We repent on the behalf of our government, Lord God, who has turned its face against you, Lord God, that have allowed things to come in that is totally against your will and your word, God. We repent. Forgive us, my Father. We pray for every church that's open in your name. We pray for every apostle, every bishop, every evangelist, every missionary, Lord God, every teacher that's teaching and preaching your word, God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for healing, Lord God. We thank you for the testimonies, Father, God, that has come in, Lord God, as a praise report of prayers that have gone up unto you, God. We continue to pray for Brother John Knox, who God had an attack on last night. We continue to pray, my Father, for those that are afflicted in their bodies, afflicted with mental illness. We bind the enemy and we cover them in the blood of Jesus. And we say be healed. We say be restored. We say be made whole in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight that there is no failure in you. Is there anything too hard for you, God? Nothing is too hard for you. Somebody needs a job, oh God, and we thank you, Lord God, that that opportunity is coming their way, oh God. Somebody is in need of a promotion, deserves that promotion and have been overlooked, Lord God. We decree that the promotion comes forth now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we join our faith to believe you for debt cancellation, hospital bills zeroed out, mortgage bills zeroed out, car notes zeroed out, God. We thank you, oh God, that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to our faith. Father, we have great faith, oh God, to believe you for great things, Lord God, for nothing is too hard for you, God. God, we pray for those that are grieving right now, those that are going through, my Father, those that have experienced a loss of a loved one, Lord God, or a terrible report, Father. We bring them before you, and we cover them in the blood of Jesus, and we ask you to minister to them, oh God, comfort them and encourage them, and speak a word that will lift up their heads and release your anointing that will wipe away the tears, Lord God. Father, we pray for our communities. We pray for our government. We pray for our schools. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray tonight, God, for the persecuted Jews and the persecuted Christians, my Father. Oh, God, that have lost their lives, are willing to give up their lives because they refuse to renounce the God that they serve. They refuse to turn their back going to you, God. Yes. Father, I ask that you would bless them in a special way, God, that you would just preserve them. And those soldiers that's protecting and those soldiers that's fighting, oh, God, the armed forces, would you protect them? Would you keep them? Lord God, would you bring them back to their families safely, Lord God? Father, we just give you praise on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every need being met under the sound of my voice, oh God. We give you praise, God. We thank you for the crusade. We thank you for an opportunity to touch your people, oh God. Let the love of Christ just ooze out of us, Lord God, as we go to love on your people. You love them, Lord God, so much that you sent your son to die for them. God, let us love. Let us not judge.
Yes,
let us love. Right. It's with love and kindness have I drawn them. So, Father, we thank you for an opportunity to be your arms and to be your mouthpiece and, to, oh, God, be your hands and just to be you, oh, God, used of you on the earth, God. Just bless as only you can do, God, and we'll be so careful, my Father, to give you all the glory, to give you all the praise that you are so worthy of. And we thank you, God, and we ask this in the name that is above every name, the name of Yeshua, the Son, Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God,
amen.
Thank you for being with us and for joining us in prayer and give us the praise report, because we believe God. We don't do anything in vain. God hears and he answers. Hallelujah. And so we have joined our faith over this prayer, and we continue to believe God until we see the manifestation of the prayers that we have offered up. I am Elder Jordan, and this is a kingdom call. God bless you. God keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and yours and give you his peace, is my prayer in Jesus' name. I do want to let you know that on Monday nights, on this Block Talk station, there's my sister, my friend. On Tuesday, it's Mojo. On Wednesday, it's the Kingdom Call. On Friday, it's Street Talk. And Saturday, it's Free on the Inside. The station is trying to keep you full of things that will edify and bring God glory. So God bless you. Thank you for joining. Remember what God is doing with us. And thank you for being a part. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Be blessed.
In Jesus'
see you
name.
Next week.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God bless you.
God bless.